Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Pendengar sekalian, seperempat anak-anak Australia menjadi korban intimidasi di sekolah, demikian menurut sebuah studi nasional. Namun ada perusahaan dansa independen yang bertujuan untuk mengubah perilaku di halaman sekolah itu. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Sandra Fulon dan Ellen Lee. The Yard adalah pertunjukan tarian dengan pesan anti-intimidasi yang sedang mengadakan turnya keliling sekolah-sekolah di Australia.
During my time in high school, I was being bullied for being Asian and also being slightly overweight, and it made me feel insecure. There were times where I didn't want to go to school and I was afraid.
Salah satu penari dalam grup itu adalah Libby Montilla. Ia termasuk di antara ribuan siswa di sekolah Australia yang pernah mengalami intimidasi.
There are times where I wanted to be white. Even though I love the color of my skin now, during that time I didn't want to be Asian.
Sayangnya beberapa orang seperti Libby Montilla menjadi pembuli sendiri.
So I would just be teasing other students just to make me feel good. It really didn't make me feel good. It made me feel horrible inside.
Sebuah studi di seluruh Australia menemukan 1/4 atau 25% dari jumlah siswa melaporkan pernah dilecehkan di sekolah dan dampaknya bisa parah. Profesor Caroline Hunt adalah kepala dari unit psikologi klinis dari Universitas Sydney.
Children get more anxious, they get depressed, they don't want to go to school, they feel socially isolated, and in some extreme cases they may even self-harm or commit suicide.
Rekan penari David Mavisa mengatakan ia berjuang untuk menyesuaikan diri di sekolah baru sebagai seorang migran yang berusia 12 tahun.
When I came from Mauritius, you know, English is not my first language, so communicating was very hard for me.
Akhirnya, ia sekarang memiliki peran dalam The Yard, menunjukkan kegigihannya telah terbayar.
I look different, I move different, but yet I got rejected once, but I was resilient.
Libby Montilla setuju dan mengatakan tarian telah memberinya begitu banyak dalam kehidupan dan ia ingin berbagi dengan yang lain.
There are kids that are like, oh, I'm too shy. I want to dance, but I'm just too shy. I'm like, you just gotta give it a try, man. Like, you're young. You just if you love it, then go for it. You know, like no one's gonna stop you. It's only you that's gonna stop you. And yeah, it just feels good giving back to kids, seeing that you know you can do something that you love to do, and if you love it and you have the passion for it, you can go beyond. From what you love.
Survei terhadap 40.000 siswa yang menonton pertunjukan The Yard menemukan bahwa sebagian besar, sekitar 90% yang mengakui melakukan intimidasi mengatakan bahwa mereka tidak akan melakukannya lagi. Sean Parker adalah direktur artistik dari Sean Parker and Company yang menciptakan tarian The Yard itu.
Bullying, unfortunately, is a little bit of part of human nature. It's very primal, very tribal. It's, you know, nature, nurture, all of those things colliding. So I think for me, my stance on it is in an evolving society, we always try to teach our children about the importance of self, but also the importance of others around you, because you have to work together, whether you're at school or in the workplace.
Parker juga pernah mengalami dibully.
Growing up in Woodrill was absolutely incredible. I loved it being in a country town. However, I must admit, because I was creative, I did some singing, I was a boy soprano, I did the school plays. When I was 13, I took up some dance, ballet. Being a young male, you weren't allowed to show any creativity whatsoever. So it felt like some of the other kids were trying to stamp it out of you or to bash it out of you. So I unfortunately had to, you know, there was a few moments where I did absolutely get bullied. I did show resilience, like I sort of fought back a little bit, but it was the way of survival.
Sean Parker mengatakan The Yard melakukan perjalanan ke seluruh bagian negara ini dan telah mengubah Australia dan kebudayaan dari satu sekolah setiap kali mereka manggung.
So far we've actually performed over 40,000 kids over the last 9 years, which has been incredible. So The Yard's really going national.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.